All right, easy here for my latest partner, ExpressVPN. You're like, what the hell is that? I'll get to that. Calm down. First of all, going online without ExpressVPN is like forgetting to mute yourself on a Zoom meeting. Do you really want all of your coworkers to hear you trash talking them? Okay, so that's kind of like helping me illustrate to you what's up. Why everybody needs a VPN. Okay, so everything you do online, the shows you watch, the websites you go to, anything you do online, that gets sent to your internet service provider, including your mobile network providers. They know every single website you visit. All right? Reroute 100% of your traffic to ExpressVPN through their secure encrypted servers so your ISP cannot see your browsing history. Privacy is really big to a lot of folks, so that's why this is very, very important. ExpressVPN is the best. They hide your IP address, making it extremely difficult for third parties to track your online activity. That's important for your old pal EZ because with my setup, I can't have any compromises. My internet is so important for doing what I do that if anything affects what I do, that's trouble. That's why I use ExpressVPN. Very easy to use. You just fire up the app and click one button to get protected. Works on all of your devices too, phones, laptops, tablets, more, so you can stay private on the go. I swear by this, and my life is so much easier now that the Eric Zane Show podcast is utilizing ExpressVPN. So what you need to do is protect your online privacy today by visiting expressvpn.com/Zane. That's expressvpn.com/Zane. And you can get an extra 3 months free. expressvpn.com/Zane. So let's bring him in right now. Hopefully he's not too down in the dumps after the big guilty verdict. 34 counts? Jesus. It's a lot.
Big Brother Eric Zane, how are you this wonderful Friday morning? It's a terrible day in America. I don't know if you knew that, of course.
Yeah, I'm seeing that a lot of people are saying, like, this is the beginning of the end of the country and various things like that. How are you, sir?
Well, you know, it's obviously it was already ended with the crooked election of 2020. It was so obvious to so many of our great patriots that the end was so near. And yesterday was the death sentence. I'm going to say it right here on Q100, Big Front. Zane, I'm so glad you called me, by the way. I'm going to say it right here on Q100 that it's terrible. Yesterday was the absolute death sentence for America. Yeah, now we have to make it again, and we're going to build it stronger than it's ever been. We're going to make America so great, probably greater than it's ever been, actually.
Okay. Of course you think we're on Q100, which we're not. But anyway, at the end of the day, sir.
Of course we are. It's before 10 o'clock. I know you do your little puny, itty-bitty patriot, or what do you call it, the Patreon bonus, whatever it is. You do your little thing with 10 listeners later on, and you do the radio show in the morning. It's tremendous.
And you've always wanted to get on the radio show. So as far as you know, you're on live on the radio. How about that?
Well, we're speaking to probably the best base for Donald Trump, which is the great state of Michigan, in particular the northern Michigan, which is so forgotten. You know, little crooked Gretchen. Little Gretchen doesn't campaign up there. She doesn't go up there.
No.
She takes her boat during COVID up there, but she doesn't spend time or money up there.
Right.
Lansing is totally forgotten.
Well,
northern Michigan.
Sir, there's some that are saying, floating the idea that Biden, if he pulled out, Whitmer could run in his place for president. Sir?
I mean, that would be terrible. I don't think she's electable. I mean, I think people have seen what she did to the great state of Michigan. It was so great at one time, wasn't it? And wow. She's just taken it and piled it up and put it in a trash can. It's a big turd. It's a turd. It's so trashy what she's done to it. And our great Patriots tried to get rid of her. They tried to get rid of her. They tried to throw her out. And
they were going to kidnap her. Everybody saw that. So they were going to kidnap her. These wackos were going to abduct her practically.
It's a shame. It's a shame that they weren't able to succeed. Actually, I think they could have. I think that Michigan could be so much better right now if they had succeeded. And this crooked trial, by the way, I love it. I'm seeing it on the newspapers this morning. I still get the newspapers. It says, Trump guilty, Trump guilty. It's so funny because this is going to rally my base probably big front. Bigger than you've ever seen it rally.
Agree.
We're going to win. We're going to win so big. It couldn't be faked. It couldn't be faked at all. The 2024 election is going to be, we're going to win so big. There's no way it was rigged.
No way
it was rigged because everyone in America is going to vote for Trump.
I agree with you. I won't vote for you, as you know, sir. But I agree with you. I think you will have riled up the base. They're going to do whatever they can to make it happen. And oh my God, sir, do you think you're going to go to prison?
I love it, by the way, Big Fred. You're using big words. You're using such big words. You're using like political pundit words. You're using words like base in these things, and you think you know a thing or two. It's like you checked out or something. But let's be so honest. My people, the great patriots of our great country, the greatest country. It could be so great again once. And by the way, when Trump was president, it was great. It was great. We had the lowest gas prices in recent history. We had no inflation. Joe Biden, he sits in that Oval Office and he totally just lets all this happen. I mean, I was just talking to a family in New York and they said that the grocery prices, Big Fraud, they're so expensive they can't even get roast beef. They can't even, they're at the counter, Big Fraud, and they're saying, I can't get the roast beef.
Okay.
The roast beef, it's too expensive. That's a tragedy.
Okay, so... at the end of the day, though, sir, I mean, can you run the country if you're behind bars?
Let's be honest. I mean, when I win, and I'm going to win probably bigger than you've ever seen anyone win, I'm going to totally take control of that. I mean, we can do house arrest from the White House if we have to.
Okay.
And it's not going to come to that, believe me.
I would love it if it did, though.
The great patriots of our country are not going to allow that to happen. We can do anything, actually. I could do house arrest at the Golf International Trump Course, of course. And we could do it anywhere.
This is similar to like Pablo Escobar when he built his own jail. You could be like Pablo Escobar leading the nation, Mr. President.
Well, the tragedy, if you think about Pablo, and he's a great guy, if you think about it, he was able to get roast beef.
Okay.
Now Americans everywhere, Big Fraud, they can't even, it's like unobtainium. It's so expensive. It's so expensive what Crooked Joe and his little tiny people, little henchmen have done to our great country. They've inflated it so big. People aren't even able to buy the roast beef.
Well, I want to give you, an early congratulations because you are going to win the election. I 100%.
We're going to win. It's going to be the biggest landslide, Big Fraud, the biggest landslide in our great country because we had the most crooked. You should have been. I had to flake through this crooked fake news trial. It was the biggest bullshit you've ever seen. By the way, I just got to say this to my great northern base on Q100. My bookkeeper, by the way, called it a legal expense on the tiny, tiny little description line of the ledger. It was a legal expense openly paid by my lawyer. At the time, a fully accredited one, by the way. He was a great lawyer, they say. That's what they told me. I was not involved in the designation of any of this stuff, but what else could have done it? It was, in fact, a legal expense, Big Fraud. So they call it a crime. They call it a crime. On top of that, I wasn't allowed by the judge to use really any kind of defense. I couldn't even talk to you about it. It was terrible. They did this thing where they barred me from being able to talk, Big Fraud.
sir, well, you know, now it's done. Now you're guilty. You've got some time to think about it. There's going to be sentencing coming up. There's two more criminal trials that you're up against, sir. You got the.
I did nothing wrong. I did nothing wrong. Everything, all the business dealings, I assure you, Big Fraud, were totally correct. They were totally correct, perfectly done, actually, some of the most perfect business executions you've ever seen. And frankly, there was nothing done wrong. NDAs are standard, the totally standard, commonly used and legal. MAGA 2024, you're going to see it. It's going to be a witch hunt. Yeah. We're going to witch hunt the Democrats, though. We're going to turn this thing around. This can happen to me. It can happen to you.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, imagine what they could do to you.
Sir.
And think about it. You haven't thought about it, but the things that you say on the podcast and the radio, it's terrible.
Yeah.
I heard what you've said about homosexuals and stuff in your past. It's terrible.
Sir, Cole has a comment. He writes, Mr. President, before you swear and hang up on Zane, can you do an impression of Black Kenny?
I have totally no idea what a Black Kenny is, but I bet he's a great patriot. He's probably actually the most tremendous. I mean, if he's black, I mean, we all know that Joe Biden has done nothing for the African-American population. I've probably done more for black people since Abraham Lincoln,
right,
actually.
Right, sure.
And that's saying something. I've done so much for them. Harriet Tubman, not even her. I'm probably more prosecuted than she ever could have been.
Sir,
it's a witch hunt.
Yes, it is a witch hunt. I appreciate your time. Sorry that you're going through all this, but my God, I think it's going to work out for you, sir. So I can't thank you enough for joining.
Oh, it's going to be great. I love the blacks. I love our great country. I love the white people too. They're great people. I love all the people. And we've got to lock our border. We got to get the dirty, trashy Mexicans. We got to get them out of there. The illegal aliens. They're terrible people.
Okay.
They're running like HVAC companies and stuff. It's terrible, actually.
Sir, thank you. I don't think you can call them the dirty Mexicans.
Big Fraud, it's like we end every conversation arguing about the Mexican problem.
You can't.
Because it's so big. Listen.
No, you can't call them the dirty Mexicans.
The tacos are fantastic. We love the tacos. Believe me, folks. They come up to me. They say,
it's
we love
horrible
tacos.
Thing to say.
Tacos are fantastic. But these Mexicans, they're coming through. They're not making tacos. They're making crack cocaine, Big Fraud, and they're selling it to your daughter. What if one of your daughters were totally innocent and they're walking down the street and suddenly they're taken in a Mexican van, they're shuffled into Mexico and you never see them again and they're like a crackhead down there.
All right.
Terrible. They're killing people, Big Fraud.
Sir, I can't. This is all nonsense. I appreciate your time, but I'm going to have to let you go, sir. Sir?
As always, Big Fraud, I hope you and your wife are doing well. You should come down to Mar-a-Lago. We've got tremendous things.
Yep.
We're doing tremendous things down here.
Yep.
And we're going to be seeing a lot more of you because we're going to be on the campaign trail for 2024.
All right. Well, I can't wait to see you, sir.
Well, hopefully. I mean, these court trials are terrible, Big Fraud.
It takes up a lot of your time.
They're so fake. They're taking a lot of time.
Yep. Oh, there he goes. Just hangs up. Now, make no mistake. I think he's a piece of shit. I don't want that guy in the White House again. And when I say he's going to win again, I mean, come on. Biden's the worst. You've got people who love Biden who aren't even going to vote for Biden. They're going to vote for Trump because I guess they feel that a corrupt Trump is better than a absolutely out of his mind Biden.